You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Weather is such a concern that many school districts have closed today for extreme cold conditions. Belton Blue Springs, Blue Valley Center, Excelsior Springs, Fort Osage, Grandview, Hickman Mills, Hogan Prep, KCK Public Schools, Lee Summit, Lawrence, North Kansas City, North Platte, Park Hill, Raypeck, Shawnee Mission, Turner USD, University Academy, Liberty, among others. KCPS, gone on head in.
Y'all be all right. A little cold ain't never hurt nobody, but just bundle up.
Raytown, gone head on in.
Mm-hmm.
Check your school closings to make sure that your baby has school today.
Oh.
It is cold as ice.
Hey, this beat is so hard. Hey. Well, they took that Foreigner joint and just flipped it. Look at you over there.
So, take a little extra time into work and into school. As I was going straight, things were fine. But when I came to places where I needed to turn right or turn left, it was a small amount of skittage.
Yeah, just a little bit. I had the same thing. It's just very, very, very bitterly cold right now. So just bundle up. Y'all be all right.
100th anniversary of Negro Leagues being founded.
Yes, sir.
At the Paseo YMCA. And today you're wearing your commemorative Monarchs jersey.
Yes, I am. The Satchel Paige joint. Words can't describe enough how much we appreciate Mr. Bob Kendrick and all the work he's done to keep the legacy of the Negro Leagues alive, not only in Kansas City, but nationwide. And Major League Baseball has opened themselves up as well to the Negro Leagues, as the Royals and the opposing teams will wear the uniforms of the Monarchs sometimes. So it's very important that we celebrate 100 years of the Negro Leagues.
MLB's commissioner is in town today, along with the mayor, to actually commemorate the 100th anniversary. We'll have Mr. Bob Kendrick on the show in coming days and weeks to talk about all of the plans for showing love to something that actually was a whole industry. It was a whole money-making source for Black people in this city and in throughout the country.
Yes. And if you want to learn more about the Negro Leagues, there is a special documentary airing tonight on PBS that I just so happened to narrate. And I had the honor and privilege of doing
that. Look at that.
Yes.
Shout That's out. KCPT.
Yep. Yes, it is. Tonight, check it out.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:21. Today is going to be cold. Look for highs in the upper teens. Right now, you're clear as 6 in Raytown. Shade, what's popping?
A lot of folks have been wondering what Ciara's prayer was to attract Russell Wilson. Well, in a recent interview, his mother talked about how she kind of influenced the relationship between the two.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I did say something about, because I'm a mom, I love my kid. I'm sure. Like, but doesn't she have a kid? So, you know, he and I had conversations about that. He and his Uncle Benji and Russell and I had conversations about that. And I look at my own situation, how I was born, and so I can't judge anybody, okay? So I said to him, I'm like, okay, if you're really serious about it, then you have to love that kid as if it were your own, even if it means you give that kid your name. Because I think that is, if you're going to be with someone who has a kid, you can't treat that kid any differently.
Yep. And that pretty much explains a lot of my situation, Shay, is that I just wasn't ready for all of that.
What you mean?
Like, I've dated girls with kids, and the last girlfriend I had, she had a son. And I told her, I was like, listen, if I take you on, I'm automatically going to be a father. And that's just a total change in lifestyle.
You scared?
Yes, I was scared at the time. I was a tender 26-year-old young man trying to find my way. Whatever. But you gotta do that, though. When you become a part of the woman, she has a kid, that's your kid, too.
Amber Rose is revealing why she got a tattoo on her forehead.
I don't want this to sound like corny or anything, but like kind of after Kobe died, it made me like reflect on my life. And I don't want people to be like, oh, Kobe died and you went and got a tattoo. But it was kind of like that because, you know, I thought about my dad, and like my dad had cancer when he was 40 and he went through remission and he's good, but he almost died. Like, and I'm 36. And I was like, I've been wanting this tattoo for a long time. And I was like, you know what? You life is so short. Just do it. Just live your best life. Like,
do
just
it. Just do it.
It's just like, with no regrets, just
nothing
do it.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's just how I felt. And I'm happy I did it.
And, you know, we all have different definitions of what living your best life is. And kudos to Amber Rose for living hers.
Yeah, I could probably just write my baby names on a piece of paper and be okay.
You wouldn't even get a tattoo or nothing?
I have no tattoos, period.
I know, but you wouldn't, like, get one for the kid?
Damn!
Okay.
A comedian says Lonnie Love did plot to get Tamar Braxton fired off of The Real.
She told me she was going to try to get her off the show. She said that she only wanted to be the only ghetto girl on the show, and she was trying to get rid of her off the show.
This was someone who used to be good friends with Lonnie Love, and I guess they done fell out. So she going and telling all the dirt.
But don't that sound kind of elementary? I just wanted to be the only ghetto one on the show. What? That just, I don't know, man. That comment doesn't just sit well with me.
Congratulations to singer Maya. She's a married woman now.
Oh, no!
She got married during an intimate beach ceremony in the Seashell Islands off of the African coast.
Why did she have to do that?
Because she's in love.
She in love with me.
Clearly not, boo. Because she's in the seashells and not Kansas City.
My God, she's something special. I'm just going to leave it at that. She is sensational.
Yes, she is.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because I didn't lift my wig at home, and I didn't lift out the half of my hair scarf.
How you didn't realize you didn't have your wig on?
Yeah, I was rushing, and that snow got me. It's cold outside.
Is this a synthetic or a human hair wig?
That's synthetic. You know, I'm good to leave that at home, man. That synthetic ain't good anyway.
Oh, man, that's flaming.
It's not going to, it ain't going to hold up in the weather. One time I went to the Bahamas and I had a synthetic ponytail on and I tried to jet ski. Boy, when I came back, it was blown up.
A poor little dolphin got one of them on right now, huh?
No. It did not fall off, but it was the size of a 1970s Michael Jackson afro. It was big.
Oh, Lord,
it was straight and silky at first, and it was this big after it was
straight
all said and done.
What's your name?
Wait, my name is Mariah Houston, KC.
All right, Mariah.
Have a good
wig, mama.
Yes, happy to wig.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Because you're not that cute, and your hair is uneven. You look dusty.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
To spank or not to spank? We're talking to Jo Frost. She's known as the Super Nanny. Coming back to Lifetime on this coming Friday. She says she know how to discipline the kids without pulling out the strap.
Depending on what kids she talking about, because the kids with the silver teeth, I don't know about that one.
Came home from work yesterday. I wasn't feeling well. I took some elderberry vitamin C and did an Alka-Seltzer nighttime. Woke up just in time to catch Mayor Lucas' State of the City speech, which he live streamed from his Facebook page.
It has been an amazing time in Kansas City. As has already been mentioned, and as you've already noticed, we were able to bring a Super Bowl in the first 6 months here in council. Imagine what we can do over 3.5 years. It's as if we'll guarantee a championship all the time. As we've all seen and witnessed, Kansas City has much to celebrate. Winners on the field, outstanding neighborhoods, continuing population growth, particularly north of the river. But we all know and recognize that there are challenges for us too. To build a more equitable city, to deliver on the basic services that we promise to our residents and that our residents deserve, and to make Kansas City a safer place to live and an easier place to get around. Part of building that equitable city includes ensuring that we have a city where our infrastructure doesn't lead to blown out car tires or damaged hubcaps or injuries to cyclists that may cost hundreds or thousands or cause injuries that may take someone off work.
Of course, at the end of that clip, he's talking about the pothole situation, which in his new budget, he's looking to earmark an additional $17 million for street resurfacing. He's also wanting to appoint a pothole czar.
Mm.
And that person's gig will be to prioritize road projects, better coordinate across city departments, better reporting for the public to generate a faster response, among other duties.
What was that budget? $1.5 billion?
It's $1.7 billion.
$1.7 billion
is the budget for Kansas City. Yeah. He'll be unveiling that budget before the city council today, as a matter of fact. So if you want to log on, they broadcast the meetings.
Yeah. Public each. Access.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He also talked a lot about fair and equitable housing. He talked about the zero fare public transportation, which is set to be unveiled in the summertime, hopefully. That money has been allocated to take up that shortfall so that it can be free for all residents.
That is monumental, to have free bus fare for everybody in the town.
For sure.
Yeah, that's big stuff. And, you know, going back to the to the housing situation, he mentioned about investing in long-standing businesses in Kansas City. That's why it's so important to, you know, support the mom and pop stores that's been here.
Of course, this is why we do our soul food tour, highlighting businesses in the community that have been serving us forever.
Yep.
We've got another stop today. KPRS.com for the full schedule.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Many school closings this morning because of the bitter cold temperatures. Visit our Hot 103 Jams social media pages to see if your child's school is one of those that are closed.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
No.
Why?
Because it's just another day to me.
Have you ever had a beautiful, romantic Valentine's Day that you can recall?
No, because all the times that I try to do something on Valentine's Day, they all been disasters. Like, back in 2009, I tried to take my girl out, the girl I had at the time, for a nice dinner on Valentine's Day. But my dumb self thought that I could just go into any restaurant and just go sit down.
No.
So, you know, we tried about three different ones, and it was, you know, a two-hour wait, no wait, because you had to have reservations. So we ended up eating at the Westport Flea Market.
What's that?
It's a hamburger spot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think that would have still been beautiful, you know, just to spend some time with your man.
Well, we broke up in October, so...
Oh, dang.
October of that year.
Well, it wasn't because of the Valentine's Day. Many folks don't know what to do during this time of the year. I remember one year I had just started dating this dude, and it was Valentine's Day. I remember this clearly because it's the same day that 50 Cent dropped
Massacre.
Get Rich or Die Trying. And I went to Cleveland because I asked him, well, what are we going to do for Valentine's Day? He told me, oh, I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. I said, well, I do.
Look like one of y'all going to be celebrating.
Yes, I parked my car in my driveway and I went and rented a car and turned my phone off for the weekend. And so when I cut my phone back on, he was hysterical because he thought something happened to me because my car was in the driveway.
See, look what you do when you don't follow directions.
Who?
You.
Follow what directions?
Ain't no Valentine's Day. Right?
Boy, bye. He celebrated after that.
Oh, okay.
I can show you better than I can tell you.
Good.
That's my style.
Don't need to experience
I can
none of that.
Show you better than I can tell you.
Oh, Lord.
So there's some folks who sent me a couple of things about Valentine's Day and they don't know what to do, Brian. The first one says, why can't I just ignore the holiday and save my money?
That's a good point.
Because you can't.
Why? This is a made-up day.
Well, if the other person enjoys it, what's the harm going to be to make someone else feel good? That's my answer to that. Kansas City, what would you say to someone who wants to just ignore Valentine's Day?
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722, look for highs in the upper teens. Plenty of sunshine, but it's still cold as hell with 6 and clear at 18 Divine. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Aquarius friends. Puma from Black Ink Crew is 38 today. NFL player Randy Moss is 43.
Hi, straight cash, homie.
Rapper and former member of CNC Music Factory?
Oh, Lord.
Freedom Williams is 54 today. What you mean?
Everybody dance now.
That was a huge record.
Yeah, it was, but they screwed Marshall Wolf.
Well, you know, what you gonna do? Natalie Stewart, member of Flowetry, is 41 today. Yeah, she's the flow part. Prince Michael Jackson, the son of late great Michael Jackson, is 23. What? 23?
Yeah.
How?
It's 2020, woman.
Dang, these years be flying by, son.
Happy birthday, everybody born on February 13th.
Snoop Dogg took to his Instagram account yesterday to formally apologize to Gail King for the inflammatory things that he said about her.
Gail King, I publicly tore you down by coming at you in a derogatory manner based off of emotions, me being angry at questions that you asked.
Overreacted.
I should have handled it way different than that. I was raised way better than that. So I would like to apologize to you publicly for the language that I used and calling you out of your name and just being disrespectful. I didn't mean for it to be like that. I was just expressing myself for a friend that wasn't here to defend himself.
A lot of people look up to me
and they love me and they appreciate me, so I want to let them know that anytime you mess up, it's okay to fix it. It's okay to man up and say that you're wrong. I apologize. Hopefully we can sit down and talk privately. Have a good day.
I think Secret Service got to Snoop.
I think that that's the manly thing to do.
That too, yes.
You can be upset with something and you don't have to get wild disrespectful like that. So he is a real man to me. And I think that that's a sign of maturity. And he's got young men that are looking to him for guidance.
Yep. He ain't went hard like this since C. Dolores Tucker. Remember that back in the day?
Yeah, he said that he had a talk with his mom, and she was part of the reason why he decided to go ahead and walk that down.
Because you don't want nobody talking to your mama or your grandma like that.
Young Miami is being criticized for asking her fans to cash app her money on her birthday.
Period.
She said, I want all my followers to send me $5 for my birthday. And if you feel generous, send me $20. Thank you. Of course, fans reacted immediately. Some of them were mad.
Some I want to do what I want to do.
She a millionaire already. Why you need our money? You out here working hard.
Ow. I would have sent her a case of water.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Period.
People have the discretion to send money if they want to, okay? It's not a big deal. Why are you worried about somebody else's pockets?
Right. Okay, so if the other person decides that they got it and they want to bless her,
they might be richer than her. You know how they be doing with these record deals?
This is true.
Shoot.
Well, yeah, these 360 deals.
Oh, yeah.
Not the way to go.
No, it's not. Out here getting you for your shoes and your socks.
But I wouldn't be mad if somebody tried to send me a little short.
You know what?
I was
going to say, that sounds like something you would do too.
I ain't out here begging, but I would turn it down. I wouldn't reject the cash request.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Soulful Tour continues on.
Woo!
Jay's Chicken, 3012 North 27th Street in KCK.
Yes.
That $5 special. Sounds like a good time.
They sprinkle that fairy dust on the chicken at Jay's.
Valentine's Day tomorrow. Do you have your plans together?
I'm going to be at Club Proof tomorrow, so...
Maybe the ladies will come through with a Be Mine Valentine card.
Perhaps.
I like Valentine's Day.
You would.
I like gifts, though. I'm a gift giver myself. I give gifts to people
yes,
a lot.
Yes, you do.
All
you
throughout
me
the year.
A nice hoodie the other day.
Yeah, because I bought myself one. So I said, you know what? The homie, I like this.
I appreciate it.
But I had a crazy sale. I got you one, I got my dude one, and I got me one.
I'm a terrible gift giver in the sense of I can't be creative. Now, if you tell me what to get, I can get that. But as far as making stuff up on my own, I am the absolute worst at that.
You've given me some really good gifts over the years.
Because you've instructed me, like, hey, this is what I want. I'm like, all right, bet. I'll get that for you. I just need an idea.
I didn't tell you I wanted a MacBook, and you got me that. That's the first gift you ever gave me. I was like, dang.
Oh, well, you needed it.
I did.
Yeah.
That was a shocker. That was a shocker. So, I've been getting some inboxes from folks, and I guess we could call them Valentine's Day dilemmas, Brian. Mm-hmm. The first one is, why can't I just ignore the holiday and save my money?
Depending on if you got a boo or not.
Especially if your person wants to participate in that. If they don't care, then I guess it's not a big deal, right?
Right.
What are your thoughts on this?
The reason that I think Valentine's Day is a bogus holiday is the fact that people want you to go out and spend $200, $300, $400 or whatever price on, you know, the day when you could do that every single day or, you know, do that on an anniversary. But the biggest reason is I'm still salty about high school. Lady broke up with me in school. You know how it is, man. You're just salty. You're just extra salty about it. You just don't get over it.
How many years ago was that?
That's 7 years now.
Dang.
7 years.
You're not going to let that go, huh?
You know what? Today is a new day. I'm letting it go. Look at that.
There we go. There we go. Progress.
That's what I like to hear.
What's your name?
My name is Brandon Hips. I'm from Olathe.
Well, we appreciate you, Brandon. Have a good one, all right?
Absolutely. Have a good one.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to all y'all.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I'll be talking to Joe Frost, the Super Nanny, coming up at 8:08. To spank or not to spank? Mm. That is the question. Sometimes spanking can be good. It's during Valentine's Day.
Uh-oh. I knew you was... Well, I knew you was going that direction. Look at you.
Yeah.
Some folks say, they don't like Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see what I'm going to get. Do you have any plans to give me a miniature gift?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
No.
Valentine's Day doesn't necessarily mean romantic love, Brian. It just means love, period.
Excuse me? I thought it was exclusively for that.
No.
Okay.
1 year I gave every friend of mine something for Valentine's Day because I believe in spreading and sharing love.
Okay.
I think I've gotten you stuff on Valentine's Day. I don't think.
No.
I have.
No, you ain't.
No?
No, ma'am.
Not even a like a little something to eat? Nothing?
No, ma'am. Not that I can recall.
I don't know, B. You know, I forget a lot, but... So I got a couple of inboxes from folks wanting direction on what to do. One Valentine's Day dilemma is for folks who just started dating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you started dating somebody just a month ago, do you really have to go hammer time?
Not hammer time, but you got to at least get them something, though. You got to do something.
When we were about 20 years old, my friend Tamika, we had just started getting all our credit card games cracking. She had a Lord and Taylor card. You know what Lord and Taylor is?
No, I don't.
They don't have Lord and Taylor's here?
I've never heard of that.
It's a department store.
Okay.
Like a high-end department store. And she had a Lord and Taylor card, and she had just started dating this guy, Corey, for a month. And she bought him the biggest, craziest looking gold watch.
A gold watch at
a
the month?
A gold watch.
Oh, he put it on her then. That's what happened.
They marry still.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They wind up getting married. Mm-hmm. She loved Tim, honey, from minute number one.
You don't love me. You just love these roles.
And they really could have broken up because his car broke down in front of her house.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't have the money to get it. And it stayed there for like months before he got the money to come.
Wow.
But she loved that old Corey. Another question. I'm single. Why should I bother with Valentine's Day?
Mm-hmm. See, that was always my thought. If you single, you ain't got to worry about that.
Should I propose on Valentine's Day? That's another one.
Not a bad idea.
Try to mash the two together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Less money being spent.
You'll never forget the date.
Yeah.
And lastly, why can't I just ignore the holiday and save my money?
I think Valentine's Day is a sham, man.
Uh-oh. Why is that?
Because males are mostly the ones end up styling, and I just think it's phony.
You one of them, huh?
Yes, I am. What's up, Shay?
What's going on, boo?
Yeah, I think it's a phony holiday, man.
Do you got a woman?
Yes.
What is her expectations for Valentine's Day?
I don't know, man. You know, I usually go with the flowers and a card and, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, after about 4 or 5 days, you spend all that money on them flowers and then they end up going in the trash.
Well, you spend money on beer and it goes in your stomach.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know. Hey, I just wanted to hit y'all with
I'm
that.
I'm trying to see the correlation here.
You didn't get that?
I mean, but we benefit from the beer, though. Like, you know.
You don't think you.
Right.
Okay, whatever.
What?
I don't have enough time to explain this
what?
To you.
We
two,
just trying
so
to,
I'm gonna leave
we
it
trying
alone.
To get it.
No, I'm good.
Right.
I'm going to leave this where it is.
He oh, got the woman. I ain't got one. He got one. So this is for him.
Hey, but good morning, y'all.
Hey, thank you,
my brother. And happy Valentine's Day to you anyway.
Okay, same to you.
All right, have a good one.
Talk to y'all later. Bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's the return of Super Nanny on Lifetime Fridays, 9 o'clock Central. And I want to jump right in there, Super Nanny. What are your thoughts on spanking? I was spanked as a kid.
Yeah, and what do you think of that now as an adult?
As a child, I didn't understand why she couldn't just talk to me. I said, why are you hitting me? That's what I thought
right. As
I was being spanked.
There are families that didn't know any better, right? You know, it's what I call auto-parenting. They didn't know any better. It's what they saw their parents do, and it's what their parents did. And so that practice just gets folding down from generation to generation. We know better now, so we should be doing better now. It's an outdated, ineffective practice that basically says that if we hit a child, then they'll comply. And I don't agree with that. I want a conversation. I want parents to recognize when they're losing their cool, when they're stressed. Being able to take stuff off their plate so that they feel more connected to their kids. And to be honest with you, because nobody's talking about it enough, there's a silent epidemic of childhood abuse in this country. And so we need to be looking at ways in which we can educate and help families, right, raise their children in a healthy way.
I'm going to have to respectfully disagree with you ladies because I know what I went through as a kid. I got whoopings and I feel like every whooping kept me out of the penitentiary. I don't think that I would be who I am today without those whoopings.
I think you don't know any better, so I think you justify it, right? I also think that we live in a world where we have a high number of Christians that want to justify spare the rod when I believe shepherds held a rod to guide their sheep, right? And we as parents should be guiding our children. And then I think it's a whole nother conversation with respect to talking in the African American community with families who talk about the reasons of why they may have used corporal punishment with their children because of looking certainly at the circumstances here in this country and how it's just crazy, like crazy. in respect to the unjust behaviour, you know, to the African American. It's a whole nother conversation. I feel like we've gone 300 years backwards.
On Friday, you'll be bringing Super Nanny back on Lifetime, and you're going to be dealing with a mother of three kids, and she kind of resorts to yelling and screaming. Many of us endured that as kids, and many parents are listening right now. How can you guide them in not yelling, screaming, and not hitting their child then?
With alternative consequences and being able to recognize how we truly use the application of discipline. A lot of families will use discipline as a form to control the child and their behavior rather than teaching them how to have better socialization skills or how to recognize the importance of having healthy boundaries. And I do that by being able to educate the parents as well, because they may not have been raised in a family where healthy boundaries did exist, or they may have been raised by particular family members that needed educating themselves, and they were unaware, they were unconscious of that, you know.
Jo Frost is an expert. She's the Super Nanny, will be returning to television on Friday, Valentine's Day. Give me 15 seconds of how I can better deal with my co-host Brian B. Shining without wanting to choke him. Just a quick little way for us to get along better.
I think more praise. I think you need more praise.
Brian, you look so good today.
I think he needs more affirmation. More,
okay.
He needs to know.
Brian, your hairline looks so strong today.
No, oh, thanks.
Are you lined up good, Brian? Are you lined up good?
Thank you too, Miss Frost.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
824, look for highs in the upper teens today. Sunny and 4 right now. The Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Megan Thee Stallion has revealed that she has plans to debut a new alter ego on her forthcoming debut album. Mm. Alter ego's name is Sugar. She says Sugar's a little bit more vulnerable than she is.
That speaks to the song that she's put out, the B word song.
Oh. Yeah. Does it?
Yes, it does.
She also discussed in an interview some of her fashion choices. She said, me being from Texas, I never have on clothes.
Yes.
I always got on booty shorts and crop tops.
Yes.
So just even putting on more clothes is a big step for me.
Buck naked.
I know that's right.
If a Missouri girl had a uniform, what would it be?
Oh, it would definitely be a Carhartt, some Jordans, definitely, probably some leggings, and an I'm KC shirt.
Okay, that would be the Missouri girl uniform.
Buck naked.
Already. Black China has filed a motion to dismiss Rob Kardashian's claims that she assaulted him when they had an alleged fight back in December of 2016. According to TMZ, China said in new documents that Kardashian didn't suffer any real injuries or pain.
Oh.
Kardashian claimed that China tried to choke him with an iPhone charger and kept hitting him all while high on drugs and alcohol.
I'm gonna peel your face off like a grape.
He's also asking the court to dismiss Rob's lawsuit since there was no assault.
Catch me outside. How about that?
3-6 Mafia, they going to be hitting the road again.
Oh.
Juicy J, DJ Paul. Look, like they got 6 dates so far. St. Louis is the closest one.
He get his arm fixed.
What's wrong with his arm?
DJ Paul? You ain't never seen his arm?
No.
Like, he got like the Ying Yang Twins.
Are you talking about a birth defect?
No. Not a burger shape.
I didn't know nothing was wrong with his arm.
Oh, okay.
I've never paid attention to them.
Ten a club up. Oh man, 3-6, they big.
No doubt.
Yeah.
They have an Oscar.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who's this?
This is Anna Shug.
All right, let's see what you got, girlfriend.
Be sitting up in my room, have her thinking about you. I must confess, I'm a mess.
for you. I'm sitting up in my room and looking about you. Ooh. I'm a good best everything for you.
All right. Well, your number one strength isn't singing, but hey, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
You got a $25 Missouri Lottery scratch-off ticket prize pack. Enter into the grand prize drawing to check out Opus 2020 Vision, Your Life and Focus Tour Endeavor. And you qualify for a chance to get $1,000 on Friday, all right?
Okay.
What station's live, local, and lit, Shook?
Hot 103 Jam.
Listen now through March 12th for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in cold cash on $1,000 Friday.
Get that money, yo.
Always giving you more chances to win.
Always turned up.
Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Number one.
Hot 103 Jazz.
More money, more money, more money.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.